Over 8 years ago, when I was diagnosed with colon cancer, I remember being in an outpatient waiting room with several other people waiting for a test to be performed. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. As I sat there, a male technician came out to the waiting room and in a loud, clear voice said, "The colon cancer?" He repeated himself once more. "Which one of you is the colon cancer?" A few seconds passed before I realized that he was referring to me. As my anger grew, I rose to my feet and said, "My name is Tony, not the colon cancer." He sheepishly apologized. I reacted as I did because I refused to let him define who I am. I share this story because often in jail ministry, we meet people that others have defined. He's not Bill, he's the heroin addict. She's not Debbie, she's the alcoholic. He's not Fred, he's the drunk driver. And after a while, they begin to believe it. They let what they have done define them, and not who they are. I tell them, "You are not what you did. You are much more than that. You're a son or daughter of the Most High God, made in His image and likeness. You have value. You are loved, forgiven, redeemed by His blood, and have salvation through accepting Jesus and following Him." You know, the same holds true for all of us. Even at an early age, people like to put people into put-down silos. Fat, ugly, crazy, jerk, dumb, spaz, goofy are some of the put-down categories they use. Over time, some people will begin to believe it. Tell a young girl she's ugly and no man will ever want her, and she ends up with a jerk that uses her, abuses, and dominates her. And if she ever speaks up, he simply pours on the abuse, reminding her that if she leaves him, no man will want her. Sadly, we see many of these women in jail, with low or sometimes no self-esteem. Are you letting others define who you are? Are you allowing a fellow worker, a so-called friend, a parent or spouse, put you into one of these silos? Is your opinion of your self-worth being reinforced by their put-downs? Do you feel unworthy, stuck with your current circumstances, unable to grow? Well, what can you do? Here are a few places to start. First, stop putting yourself down. Stop allowing people to bring you down to their level. You do this by, secondly, making new friends who love and respect you. Don't let others tell you that no one will love you. You need love the most when you feel you deserve it the least. Join a church, Bible study, a library group, a gym, or an exercise class. I guarantee you'll meet some new friends. Don't be afraid to make mistakes. Don't let the fear stop you from trying new things or reaching out to new people. Fourth, don't try to be someone you're not. Just try to become the most authentic version of you that you can be. Fifth, if you have a problem, have the courage to face it. The overweight woman that successfully diets increases her self-esteem along with the weight loss. The drug addict who quits not only lives a longer, healthier life, but feels compelled to help others stop as well. And with each person they help, their self-esteem rises. Don't concentrate on perfection, but on the progress you're making every day, one day at a time. And six, stop thinking that you're not worthy of happiness. Remember, you're a child of God. Christian speaker Marianne Williamson explains it beautifully. You are a child of God. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure about you. We were born to manifest the glory of God that is within us. You are beautiful, intelligent, and worthy, so start believing it. Yes, there's work to do. None of us is perfect, but we can work at becoming the most authentic version of ourselves we can be, the person God intended us to be. Let's get to work. This is Tony Agnese.